Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, welcome to All Things Internet. I don't even know the intro. Hold on a second. Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. Normally, this is the part where I would introduce you to my co-host, my mother, but she is unavailable today, and I have to do this entire podcast solo. So this is new. I've never done this before. I usually have someone step in and guest host for me, but this was last moment. I had an hour's notice. My mom is helping out my sister. She's very, very pregnant. There's no labor involved, but she needs my mom's help. And you know what? Let's see if I can do this solo. Let's spice it up. Let's move it along. Let's do things. Usually when I run out of things to say, I kind of throw it to my mom for half a second so I can speak. So I can think. Oh, I can't even think. I have no time to think. Oh, this is like live streaming without any interaction. Anyway, hi. So I have things that you guys want me to talk about. And oh, right. I'm introducing. Okay, I'm going to breathe. Are you guys going to be able to listen to 30 minutes of just me? I hope you can. All right. I've decided that this is going to be a little bit of a getting ready with me video. Not video, podcast. If you're watching this, you'll see me get ready. If you're listening, it will just be me. That's it. All right. So let's start this off. Oh, my mom was kind enough to send me the holidays of today and this next 2 weeks. So let's start that off. Monday the 20th is National Fried Rice Day. I love fried rice. I absolutely love it. Give me bits of carrots, that's the one, and eggs in that business. I love it. But then there are times where I'm like, I really need a steamed white rice. Rice is delicious. The foods I find absolutely delicious in any manner are potatoes, rice. What's the other one? I could eat potatoes and rice for it with anything all the time. And eggs. All of them delicious in many different forms. I'm obsessed with them. All right. And Tuesday the 21st is it's my dad's birthday. And International Day of Peace. Oh, my dad's birthday is Tuesday the 21st. He's going to be 60 something. If my mom was here, she would tell you exactly his age, but 64. He'll be 64? 63. He's going to be 60 something, low 60s. So happy birthday to my dad. But International Day of Peace. You know, that's kind of cute that lands on my dad's birthday. He's a very peaceful man, and he doesn't like conflict. So that's working for him. Wednesday the 22nd is fall equinox. Mom, I don't know what that means. What are you saying, Mom? Wednesday the 22nd is fall equinox. Equinox. That is what she's put. I have no idea what that is. We ain't checking it. Thursday the 23rd is National Checkers Day. Like the game? Man, maybe I should have read this before. Nope, I'm having fun with this. Friday the 24th is Eric Stockland's birthday. That is my brother-in-law, my sister's husband. It's going to be his birthday. I didn't realize his and my dad's birthdays were so close together. I knew it was in September. I have it on my calendar. How did I not know? Anyway, happy birthday, Eric. The Saturday the 25th is National Bunny Day. Hippity hoppity skippity doppity. We had bunnies all growing up. I freaking love them. They're adorable. But listen, here's the thing. Bunnies are a long-term commitment. They live longer than a year. I feel like people get bunnies and then just get rid of them really fast. I didn't know this happened, but on Easter, people apparently give bunnies and chicks as presents to people, like, you know, baby bunnies and chicks as presents. And then, like, once they get older and people realize they have to continue to take care of them, they get rid of them. Don't be terrible people. I have a really big issue with people not realizing that animals take time and commitment. The amount of people that like get rid of animals after owning them for like a second is mind-boggling. Like, these are anyway, I got too far on my tangent. That's bunnies. Cute. Loved them. We had them for a long time. We kept our bunnies. All right. Oh, it's also National Daughters Day on Saturday, the 25th. I am a daughter. Respect me on my day. The 26th is National Pancake Day. I grew up hating pancakes. Not hating them, but like waffles were better. I still think waffles are better. But there's a place and a time for a pancake. Like if you, okay, plain pancakes, don't bore me. Do not bore me with your plain pancakes. That's disgusting. I deserve better than that. I deserve better than a plain pancake. I deserve to be wowed. And to do that, you have to put raspberries, bananas, chocolate chips, things of such in my pancake for me to enjoy it. And then, you know, I want some real maple syrup on that business. Don't give me Mrs. Butterworth's. Even though that's delicious, I have no, like, I do have a problem with it. I grew up on Mrs. Butterworth's. But then I had real maple syrup. And that was mind-blowing. And now I just, because it's actually maple syrup and it's not just like corn syrup and other things in a bottle. Like, have some standards. I think that's an issue, is that the world doesn't have standards and we need to raise them. Just saying, that's all. Anyway, pancakes, eat them on Sunday. That's all. The 27th is National Crush Day. My mom did send a separate text explaining this one. She says the National Crush Day is for crushing cans and recycling. That's how I used to make money as a kid. I used to collect cans and bottles and take them to recycling. And not just like my family's cans and bottles. I would go to like the local high school and rummage through the garbage cans with my brother Trent. And sometimes Colleen, but she was always kind of like grossed out by that stuff. And let me tell you, I made a pretty penny. That, like, I've always been a little entrepreneur and I've always been into saving my money. So how I made money as a kid, because like I couldn't have a normal job and my parents weren't the type to like let me go to a field and work under the table for $5 an hour, because that happens. So what I would do is I recycled cans, and then after Halloween, I wouldn't eat any of my Halloween candy. I would save it all. And then the month later, when everyone had eaten their Halloween candy, I would sell mine to the kids around the neighborhood. I was a genius. That's all I have to say. And I would save all my money. I never spent it. I would save it all because I was like, if you just keep money in the bank, a savings account, they give you money for keeping money in the bank. And, you know, thinking I was going to make millions off the 0.0001 interest I was making in my savings account. But, you know, at least I was smart. Okay. Tuesday the 28th is National Neighbor Day. I used to think having neighbors would be really great. And then I had them and now I hate it. I hate having neighbors. Don't talk to me. I don't want to have the obligation. No, here's the thing. There are some neighbors I'm okay with talking to because they just say hi every once in a while. And then they'll ask a question like, hey, How much did it cost to like make your fence? Or, hey, did you like those landscapers? Who's the name of your neighbor? That is neighborly stuff to me. That's like, yeah, you can ask me those questions. But when there's neighbors who want to talk like full on chit chat about life every single time they see me, I don't have the time. That makes me sound like a terrible person. Sure. If I am a terrible person, then sure. But I just don't have the time for it. I don't have the time. I thought I was going to love having neighbors and chit chat with them all the time. But when I have to take my dogs on a walk, that's not an invitation to talk to me. I'm taking my dogs on a walk. Leave me alone. I'm already doing something. I don't have time to entertain you. And I think that's my issue, where I feel that I have to entertain every single person I talk to. And if I'm not fully entertaining, I'm being rude. So it requires energy and effort for me to talk to people, because I have to put on a full show. And I don't want to do that every time I leave my house or go into my front yard and my neighbors see me. I feel like I've gotten it pretty. I feel like I've trained them all. They all know when they are allowed to talk to me, but it took a lot of effort. That's all I'm saying. And I don't have to deal with that ever again. Anyway, the 29th is World Heart Day. I don't know what that means. Like, we all have hearts. We all have them. What does that mean? Like, draw heart? Or are we bringing awareness to heart disease? Mom, you can't leave me hanging like this. Why did you clarify crush day, but you didn't clarify heart day or anything else? Okay. Oh, Thursday the 30th is International Podcast Day. Heyo, I have two podcasts. Have you listened to Rachel Uncensored? I'm going to plug on Rachel Uncensored right now. Have you listened to Rachel Uncensored? It's a show where I drink a drink with a different friend every week, but we'll probably have repeats pretty soon. But we drink whatever drink reminds me of that person. Usually it's alcohol related, but it doesn't have to be. Like JoJo Siwa was just on my last episode and we drink root beer. But we just chit chat about whatever we want and exchange stories of being friends. And yeah, that's all. So make sure you're checking out Rachel Uncensored. Okay, October 1st. Man, this takes a long time, guys. This is a lot of talking. October 1st, World Smile Day. I like my smile. Like, it adds so much to my charm. And I hate when I have to wear a mask. I mean, I'm pro mask, wear your mask. But like, when I'm talking to someone in the grocery store, like a checker, my freaking smile is half my charm. Come on. I feel like I can't fully charm the world. Give them what they need. Anyway, October 2nd is International Day of Nonviolence. So don't be hitting anyone on that day, everybody. And October 3rd, my mom put ... I got nothing. Okay, mom. What do I have anything on the calendar? I have nothing on the calendar for October 3rd. So apparently October 3rd has no holidays of interest to me or my mother. All right, before we move on to the news you guys wanted me to talk about, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor. Okay, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that sponsor. The first thing, Cheyenne wanted us to talk about, Britney Spears got engaged. Listen, there is a lot of news about Britney Spears in the news this last 2 weeks. Apparently, her father, Jamie Spears, filed to end the conservatorship. Why can't I say that word? Conservatorship. Was that right? Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Britney Spears' father filed to end it. And there's been some speculation on if he actually wants to do it or to end it. She has to get a psych exam and he's hoping she fails the psych exam and then all the heat will be off of him because he'd be like, hey, I filed to end it. It's not my fault that she's, you know, unfit or whatever the law thinks she's unfit. So hopefully she passes the psych exam, depending on like what meds they put her on beforehand, because they're still in charge of her meds. So he could put her on something that, you know, makes her loopy or whatever beforehand. Let's just hope she gets approved, it ends, and she can get out of this once and for all, and Britney is free. And hey, if she messes up, then that's on her. At least she did it of her own free will. And if she blows all her money, at least she did it herself and was, you know, like, let people live. But also Britney Spears news, she got engaged. She announced her engagement and the comments were flooded with people telling her to get a prenup. Everyone was like, girl, protect yourself, get a prenup. And then both her and her fiance responded saying, obviously there is going to be an ironclad prenup that's just already in the works. So that's cool. I'm hoping by the end of this year, she is one happy woman. That's all I really care about. But yeah, so congrats to her on both accounts. If the conservatorship, gosh darn it, that word. Hopefully that gets ended. Patricia wanted to talk about JoJo was on Jimmy Fallon this week. That girl, I knew she was going to New York. I literally didn't realize why. She was like, yeah, I have to go to New York for 2 days. As her friend, I didn't even think to ask why. I just knew it was work related. Her and I have a very strange, that's our strange friendship. She just is always working and doing so many different projects that I just like don't even ask anymore. And if it's of importance, I know she'll tell me. So it's not really that big of a deal. But yeah, anyway, Steph wanted us to talk about how Steve from Blue's Clues came back. Now listen, I never watched Blue's Clues. That was not my jam. I think maybe I was a little too old for it by the time it came out. Because I remember my cousin Cammy watching it. And she is several years younger. She's a lot younger than me. But I tried. It was a really long video. So the original dude from Blue's Clues up and went to college one day. in like, and it's because they switched hosts. And so like he did an abrupt exit and everyone was like always annoyed by it, I guess. I don't really know. But he came back and did a video, you know, in his like older age now. I tried to watch it. I really did try to watch it. But I think because I don't care about Blue's Clues at all because I didn't watch it, I couldn't get through any of it. I watched, I think, 2 minutes of this, like, it's like a 5-6 minute long video. I'm exaggerating, maybe. I actually have no idea how long it was. But I think I watched at least a minute of it. And I was like, there is so much more of this. I can't get through this. Because then there was no nostalgia for me. But apparently he came back and was like, hey, guys, life's hard. I love you. Just remember that. College was great. Something, something. But apparently it got everybody in the feels and everybody loved it. And I'm so glad for you guys. I love when things like that are done well. Like, remakes always kind of end up sucking. But when someone could come back like that and just give an inspiring message, I think that's absolutely beautiful. And I loved it. And I'm so happy for everyone that was happy about it. That's fantastic. More JoJo Siwa news. Danny wanted us to talk about how Nickelodeon won't let JoJo sing her new songs on tour. I talked to JoJo about it. So JoJo hasn't been on tour in 2 years. She just came out with her new movie, The J Team, which I went and saw. It's really freaking cute. And she's really proud of it. And it's a musical. So there's a bunch of new music in it. And she was supposed to sing this music on her new tour. Well, Nickelodeon told her she's not allowed to. Even though Nickelodeon owns... Nickelodeon did J Team and her tour, and she, JoJo, has a contract with Nickelodeon and is the person singing and who wrote and produced the music on J Team. So like, it doesn't make sense. They're just like, no. She's like, why? Apparently it's just gonna cost too much money for them to like add the new stuff, new songs in, which it wouldn't cost that much money. I don't think I'm supposed to say that, but just don't tell. And then but I talked to her and apparently there's a lot going on and like that was just kind of the last straw. But I don't understand how Nickelodeon expects her to go out on tour with the exact same tour as 2 years ago. This girl is now 18. She has taken her beau out. She has come out of the closet. She's not the 16-year-old that existed. Like 2 years, like teenagers grow so fast, like mature wise and like just who they are, they're constantly changing. And while JoJo's always been like the same person, she's still super kind, loving, loves sparkles and grand things, and you know, she's still that person. But a lot has changed and she wrote new music. I as a fan, if I went to her concert 2 years ago, which I did, and then now she's going out on tour in January, I would not expect to see the same show. I would want a completely different show, because as a consumer, that's what you want. Like, and her new movie's doing really well, especially with the younger audiences. They love it. They want to see those new songs on stage. So JoJo is having this huge issue, and her whole family's posting about it on Instagram. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't know. I just think it's really weird. That's all. That's my take on it. A lot of people mentioned that they wanted me to talk about the Met Gala. What was that? What was the Met Gala this year? I didn't understand the theme. So the Met Gala every year has a theme. And all the designers make outfits based on that theme, right? So I read the theme this year and I literally went, what does that mean? What? And then someone finally explained it. And because then I was looking at the outfits and I was like, I still don't understand the theme. Like, there have been years where the theme, I think it was 2018's theme, like you could see a pattern throughout everyone's outfits. This one, I was like, I don't get it. I'm not one for fashion. I don't care. But like, I was annoyed I couldn't figure it out. I felt stupid. And then I found out it was basically, the theme was basically like American fashion over the years or something. And I was like, what? What does, that doesn't, what? And I saw tweets being like, that is really on point for what happened, because this year was chaotic, unfashionable, and weird. And that is American fashion. So it made sense, but at the same time, it didn't at all. There were some key ones. Lil Nas, he came out in this like huge cloak And then he took that off. And then there was like a cool thing underneath that. He took that off. It was armor. There was armor underneath his cloak. And then when he took the armor off, he had this like sheer bodysuit on. That was really cool. I have no idea how that was American fashion at all. Not even a little bit, but that was cool. Kim Kardashian showed up as a Dementor, as a shadow, as a sleep paralysis demon, as everyone's anxiety. We don't know what she was wearing. She was cloaked in all black, and even her face was completely covered in black fabric. I think the only thing about her exposed was her black ponytail that was like down to her feet. I don't know, but people are making phenomenal memes out of it. And people this year finally were like, so the Met Gala is basically like Hunger Games, the Capitol throwing a ball. It's just a bunch of rich and famous people getting together, putting on really expensive, glamorous, over the top. Are they even attractive? They're just eye catching outfits. And then all of us peasants go, oh my gosh, and like freak out over it. That's what the Met is, the Met Gala. And then they give the money to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is just giving rich people more money. That's pretty much what it is. I have to pause real quick because my camera is overheating.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick. Anyway, hi, I'm back. Let's hope my camera doesn't like just completely explode on me. But so the Met Gala was weird. There were weird things. Rihanna showed up super late. Beyonce never even showed up. She was on a freaking yacht. But people are finally realizing this is like a weird thing. We all just like watch these people get really dressed up that are rich and famous and flaunt their money. AOC wore a dress that said tax the rich and people tried to give her crap for it. Listen, she was invited. I highly doubt she paid to go. She was invited. Why not go and make a statement, whereas someone else would have gone and not made a statement? Okay, sure. Also, when the people are like, isn't she rich? Yeah, tax her. I say tax the rich. I'm part of that. Tax me, please. Take my money and do good with it. Don't take all my money, but like, yeah, tax me. I have no problem being taxed. I pay my taxes and I'm part of that like upper bracket or whatever. So I don't know what people were doing. I just, who knows? Okay. No one wanted me to talk about, but I'm talking about it anyway. Facebook and Ray-Bans came out with smart glasses that can take video and picture. So some people are having issues with this. They're like, people are going to sneakily take pictures. You think people aren't already sneakily taking pictures? Well, I'll tell you one thing. Hanging out with JoJo and Colleen, I can tell you people think that they're trying to take sneaky pictures, but they're not. But there's already things out there. There's already spy gear out there that does that. Apparently, though, when like the glasses are in camera mode, a little light pops up on them so that you can see that that's happening. I don't know if these are going to work. Smart glasses have been attempted many a time. I think we have the ability. I just don't know why it hasn't happened yet. But I think like people could make that. Why not? Like that seems so simple to make smart glasses. If they work, I want a pair. As someone who like vlogs and stuff, I would love to have glasses like just the camera at my eye level. That would be phenomenal. I want them. I don't think about it as like creepy stance in life. I think about it as like a vlogging stance in life. I want that. But also like people take pictures. I don't get what people, the people are going to do what they're going to do. If people want to take creepy shots, they're going to take creepy shots whether they have these glasses or not. That's just my thought process. They already thought about making a little light on it so that you know when it's in camera mode. I'm not going to be against these glasses for that reason. Oh my God. So people did ask me to talk about this and I forgot to write down who. Nicki Minaj just tweeted the stupidest tweet in the entire world this week. Nicki, what are you doing? What is happening? So Nicki Minaj tweeted that she's anti-vax because her cousin's friend in Trinidad got the vaccine. And then 2 weeks later, hold on, I have to bring up the tweet because like, it's going to sound like I'm making it up and I want to get this right. I want to get it right. So not that I ever fact check anything, but like, what? Hold on. Man, she tweets a lot of political stuff. I'm just going through her thing right now. She is very anti-vax and has a lot of political things to say. This was her tweet. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision. Not bullied. So everyone was like, responded, Nicki, your cousin's friend got an STD and cheated on his fiance. Not the vaccine. What? I can't stand this. I hate when people, listen, when people are like, my friend's friend got the vaccine. And then, you know, a while later, she got menopause early. How in the world do you know that she got menopause early? How do you know when she was supposed to get menopause? What in the world? What does that mean? Anyway, just because there's a correlation doesn't mean it's causation. This dude cheated, got an STD, this is what I'm assuming, and decided to blame it on the vaccine. There has been zero research or just any proof that it had anything to do with the vaccine. Are you kidding me? Like I don't even know. If I got a zit 2 days after getting the vaccine, I would not blame it on the vaccine because I get zits regularly. People just think they want to find a reason. And like, even if it, no, I refuse to believe the testicle thing was true. I absolutely believe it. But there might be things like my period was weird. Our periods, women's periods, people who menstruate, so many things can set it off to be different or strange or unlike it normally is, okay? Like our eating habits, how much we exercise, how stressed we are, how much sleep we've gotten. Menstruating bodies are fickle. So yeah, I believe that like it might do a little something to like our menstrual cycles, but that doesn't mean, one, that's not gonna do anything to guys' testicles, but two, like that doesn't mean that the vaccine is horrible. Like normal medicines you take can upset your menstrual cycle, but you still take them. Anyway, my camera's about to go black again, so I have to take another break. I don't know what's going on with this thing. All right, we're just going to move off from that topic because just what in the world? Selena Gomez posted a picture with the caption, "Girls want girls," and everyone couldn't decipher if she was saying she was a lesbian or not. That's all that happened. And then Kylie Jenner is pregnant. And a TikToker actually called it before she announced it because of the color of her nail polish. If you think girls can't find things out, if you think you can lie to a girl, you're dead wrong. Because we will always find out and we will investigate. All right, now let's move on to your questions for today, everybody. I only have two. Cammy wants to know if I would get another piercing or would I get a tattoo. I'll probably get another piercing eventually in life. I didn't enjoy getting these, but like I got new piercings with Kylie. Kai, actually. I just found out that JoJo's girlfriend, Kai, likes to go by Kai, not Kylie. I just think I see her name written more than I hear her being spoke of. And written, it's Kylie, but in person, she likes to be called Kai. I didn't realize that. Anyway, Kai and I and my friend Joy and Stacy, and JoJo went with us, but JoJo didn't get pierced. We all went and got piercings together, and I enjoyed it. And I think I would probably get another one. I've been contemplating a nose septum piercing, probably nose before septum. I would not do eyebrow. It's a whole thing. I did a live about it. Anyway, and that's what I was supposed to, that's what I was, not last podcast I talked about how I was going to do something, but I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't know if it was actually going to happen. It was getting piercings with Kai. So there's that. Adrian wants to know if I've started decorating for fall and or Halloween. I have not. I have been very, very busy. I haven't had time to do that. Life's kind of in a limbo at the moment. So I have not decorated. I will probably decorate in October. Oh my gosh, my smartwatch is not very smart right now. It thinks I was doing outdoor cycling. Girl, I've been sitting at a desk. Well, I just burned 100 calories sitting at my desk, but I didn't actually burn them. My watch just thinks I did. I feel like I'm a liar. Okay. Anyway, I have not started decorating at all. I don't know if I'm, I don't think I'm going, I might, in, you know, it, if I want to. I don't know. I like fall though. I like decorating for fall. Girlfriend, oh God. Girlfriend and I were talking about it. We're like, you know, we'll decorate. We're really, 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 really busy till like November. And she was like, well, in November, let's decorate. This was the topic of conversation. She said, she was like, oh, we're really busy. Why don't we, I really want to decorate for fall. I was like, me too, but we're super freaking busy. And she was like, yeah, why don't we decorate November 1st for fall? That's, guys, that's what I decorate for Christmas. That's when I decorate for Christmas. That is when I decorate for Christmas. So I was like, sure. I immediately said, sure, because I said yes to everything she ever says to me. And then I was like, what? And she's like, what? I was like, well, that's when I usually decorate for Christmas. And she went, oh, no. We started dating in January. She is unaware. We both have talked about Christmas and we're both obsessed with Christmas, but she doesn't know that I'm a November 1st Christmas decorator. So that's a thing. And I was like, yeah, this year we'll decorate for fall November 1st and then Christmas December 1st. In upcoming years, it might be a little bit different. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, I got a text. Nope. And then I had one other question. Oh, someone asked me a question. I forgot to write it down. Oh, poop. Wait, let me look through my trash. Did I read it? Did I throw it away? Where is my... Why would I do that? Someone asked me a question. Oh, okay. How do you pronounce this? B-E-I-B-H. Bibi. Is it Bibi? They asked, do you and girlfriend enjoy horror nights with JoJo and Kai? Yes. So... For years, I always swore I would never go to a Halloween horror fright night thing at any of those amusement parks. Ariana Grande has invited me. My sister's invited me. JoJo's invited me many, many times over the past few years. And I said no. I hate scary movies with a burning passion. I think they're the stupidest things in the world. But I love roller coasters. So I do like a sense of fear and adrenaline. But I don't like creepy kind of stuff. And so I always swore I would never go to a horror night. Well, at the beginning of dating girlfriend, she was like, hey, will you ever, I love those things. Will you ever go to one with me? And like I said, I always just say yes to her. So I said yes. And then it came, then October, then September came and then JoJo invited us and we went. I had so much fun. I have been missing out. I relate it to the adrenaline of a roller coaster and not so much of a scary movie. Apparently, we went to Universal Horror Nights. Apparently it's not super crazy, but it's good. I loved it. So I highly recommend if you've always been putting that stuff off and never want to do it, I say check it out. See what it's like. All right, but that's all of the topics and questions on the holidays we have today. I am sorry my mom was not here. She will be here next episode in 2 weeks. So I know it was just me. That was a lot of me talking. I'm exhausted. I'm going to go drink an energy drink and get some other work done. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next time on All Things Internet. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.